USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
More advanced weapons are heading to Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said 20 countries announced new security assistance packages for the besieged country.
And today, several countries announced new donations of critically needed artillery systems and ammunition, including Italy, Greece, Norway, and Poland.
Austin also said that during a virtual meeting, Ukraine officials made their security needs clear, adding it's consistent with what has been identified in recent weeks. Former Vice President Mike Pence has endorsed incumbent Georgia Governor Brian Kemp as he faces a primary challenge from former Senator David Perdue, who has been endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Perdue is hoping to force Kemp into a runoff after Tuesday night's primary. The Dow closed up 618 points, the NASDAQ added 181, the S&P 500 rose 72. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. Just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Kathleen Kane was Attorney General in Pennsylvania until her 2016 conviction for leaking grand jury material to embarrass a rival. The first woman and first Democrat in the Keystone State to hold the post was sentenced to 2 months to a year in jail for violating parole following her drunk driving arrest in March. Kane was given credit for time already served and is set to be paroled directly into a resident rehab program. North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn is being investigated by the House Ethics Committee. The Republicans accused of having a conflict of interest in a cryptocurrency he promoted and had an improper relationship with a staff member. The freshman lawmaker was ousted last week in a primary. Four people fell off an ocean cliff in Southern California before dawn Monday. One man was killed and two women were critically hurt. A fourth person, who suffered minor injuries, managed to climb back from below the cliff and alerted a passing officer. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
An independent report is outlining the mishandling of sex abuse allegations within the Southern Baptist Convention. The Guidepost report says survivors of abuse by clergy repeatedly shared allegations with the SBC's executive committee, only to be met with resistance, stonewalling, and outright hostility from committee members time and time again. One of those survivors, Anne Marie Miller, told the PBS NewsHour that the report findings were not a shock to her.
I'm so glad that tangible steps have finally occurred after decades of this. But reading the report, unfortunately, nothing was really a surprise.
Recommendations in the report, including the creation of a database of known abusers within the Southern Baptist Convention, will be presented to the denomination's national meeting next month in Anaheim, California. Emergency responders in the Big Apple are being honored for helping people during the Brooklyn subway shooting last month.
Mayor Eric Adams presenting citations to 17 FDNY members during a ceremony at City Hall.
It's our way of acknowledging the heroic action that not only took place when the gunmen unleashed a large number of bullets in our subway system, but what takes place every day.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Stocks closed higher Monday after 7 weeks of losses, the Dow up 2%, the NASDAQ climbed more than 1.5%, and the S&P 500 gained close to 2%. Listen anytime at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.